Decades before he retired from a career in and around the Episcopalian ministry, Fred Northrop devoted himself to a more creative calling.
I wrote this play, actually, 40 years ago, and we did it, but it was, I would just say I failed, let's put it that way.
But since that regrettable premiere, Northrop never gave up on remounting what he titled David, The Faces of Love.
I just think it was pride that I'd failed and I was going to succeed.
He resurrected and revised the play in fits and starts over the past decade and caught a second wind during the pandemic. He found a young music director to freshen the score and raised about $25,000 from a couple investors to restage David. It's a Monday night, and Northrop is watching from the pews of Cathedral of All Souls, where a chorus of young, masked vocalists runs through some of the music.
Mighty with a bow, did his duty to defeat the foe, and his hand held the sword, bloody in battle to serve the
The live production will feature six main characters and a 16-voice chorus supported by a 14-piece orchestra. Northrop is paying to record a multi-camera concert production over one night at the Wortham Center for the Performing Arts. He plans sending the video to performing arts presenters around the country with hopes of taking this musical story of David to New York.
Well, you just Google, you know, Broadway producers, they'll pop right up. The question is, how do you get in the door? That's the trickier question. The interesting part, I think, will be how people view a, quote, religious play. To try to bring a religious story in a way that people could identify with it and connect with it.
Godspell and Jesus Christ Superstar premiered to smash success on Broadway 50 years ago. Since then, no plays or musicals have gained similar traction in the national repertory. Nativity plays and Handel's Messiah are commonplace around the holidays, but productions of new Christian works are rare. In the story of David, Northrop chose a complicated protagonist. The Old Testament describes David's killing of the giant Goliath, leading to his becoming king of Israel, but it also tells of him committing adultery and arranging the death of his romantic rival. David was also nobody's nominee for Father of the Year.
Here he is, the greatest ruler in the history of Israel. At the same time, he had these serious flaws, and only his flaws were really quite serious. So there's a lot of stuff about him that it's in brighter colors.
Northrop's father was the minister at All Souls during Northrop's upbringing in Biltmore Village. He followed his father into seminary and then the priesthood. He led churches in several cities around the country before becoming dean of an Episcopal church in Seattle. He retired 20 years ago and founded a nonprofit devoted to fusing athletics and an ethical code of living. He moved back to Asheville 12 years ago. Now, at age 75, Northrop is an active golfer and tennis player. He has never trained as a musician, composer, or playwright. He premiered the first version of his David story over six performances in Lake Charles, Louisiana. He also has an unpublished novel and a screenplay drafted long ago.
I'd never written a screenplay before, or a play either. I just thought if you just tell the story, that's enough. But I realized, no, you actually have to do more than that. So there's an art to writing a play, and there's an art to getting a good play.
Just as he envisioned four decades ago, Northrop still views his stage play of David's story as uniquely positioned to slice through what he sees as the divisiveness of modern Christianity.
The problem with the church is all the dogmatism that you see, the paying more attention to the formulations of faith rather than what is faith and how can I get in touch with it.
A wind or is who I am. I conjure the spirits to learn God's plan.
Everybody knows about David and Goliath, but they may not know about the problem he had with his sons. That'll probably be new information for a lot of people, and they'll probably go home and read the Bible like crazy.
Whether Broadway sends an invitation, Northrop said he would be happy to see David take on a life of any kind after its night at the Wortham. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.